brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into second hour. I was going to talk about the official release of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement today at whatistheendgame.com and prisonplanet.com. We postponed that for now because we're going to We Are Change Los Angeles, Stuart Howe, and of course, Adam, who was running the camera. Stuart did the interview. Now, they're having trouble transferring this over, so they're going to get to another computer. It is intelligible a lot better when it's not over a phone up to a speaker. But people want this now. We need to get this out there now. By the third hour, we are going to have this. After Stuart plays this, he's going to leave and then go to a place to get this uploaded to our FTP site so we can get it out. I just talked to Charlie during the last break, so there's a lot of wild stuff going on. That's why I ducked out for a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, this is, Adam, let's go ahead and bring Adam up. Adam?
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Adam, I'm so wild today, I forgot. Do you want your last name out there?
Yeah, that's fine. My last name is Ruff, R-U-F-F.
Well, fantastic. Adam Ruff, you were there, you videotaped this. Let's just go ahead and play this. Now, there's a big crowd of people up on a stage at the end of an anti-war rally, but you can listen carefully and hear it. It's a lot clearer when you actually have the audio. But here it is. Go ahead and roll it.
Okay, rolling.
I'm just wondering, you know, what your take was on it, and you don't have anything to add to what we can do to help the situation.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Adam, he's not going to know. Put him on hold. This always happens with these phone things. We had it good earlier, but now it's too low. Have him turn the television way up. Is Adam back yet? Okay. We're going to go ahead and wait till he's done, then we're going to come back to it and have him rewind. Again, we're doing everything we can. We're alternative media. We've got citizen activist media people out there who I cannot commend enough. The audio is very clear in the actual video, but doing it this way is tough. And as soon as he comes back, we're only playing a two-minute clip right now, we'll be able to have him rewind that, go to break, do some more testing, and try to get that to you on the other side. Again, We Are Change LA. Saturday, talked to Martin Sheen and others, and it is just amazing what he said about 9/11 truth. The media is going to try to spin this. Yeah, the audio is too low now, so we're going to break here in just a moment, Adam, and then we're going to test it during that three-minute break, and we'll come back with a little bit hotter. So if you can, just rewind it to the start again so we can do the test, and then go ahead and just turn that television up a little bit more, and let's get that the receiver on the phone up a little bit closer, okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you doing that. And again, I know this is really stressful for folks that just jumped into this. Adam, how long have you been involved in the fight for 9/11 truth?
Since 2002, Alex.
So you're a Mossback. You're a warhorse in this.
Oh, yeah. Been involved since Thierry Mason's original book, Pentagate. That's how I got started into it. But I'm more interested in the controlled demolitions of the towers and getting that information out now.
All right, I'm going to let you go ahead and cue that back up so we can do an audio test, and then we're going to go to break. We're going to immediately do an audio test. So, John, stand by for me to do that with him. And then we're going to go back to Stuart Howe as well, who did the interview with Martin Sheen. And again, this will be out by the end of the show today on video. There is an article up on PrisonPlanet.com with it right now, and we will have the better audio for you transferred digitally. But this is all moving in real time here, and I didn't want to wait for him to go out and get in the car and drive somewhere else, and then maybe that not happen during the broadcast. I wanted to bring you this now, and I'm very thankful for Adam doing that. So Adam right now is queuing that up. As soon as he's ready, John, you can start testing it, engaging yourself, and I'll double-check it during the settings during the next break to try to get the best transmission of this audio. But I can tell once it's jacked up, you're going to be able to hear it clearly. Just focus in on the voices, not all the background noise. I'm going to send you guys a wireless microphone or a handheld or something to plug into those cameras. That's why I sent We Are Change New York. I think six cameras total now, and other folks donated spy cameras and the rest of it, because these people are doing yeoman's work, God's work out there in the fight against the New World Order. And I salute them and totally commend them. The revolution, ladies and gentlemen, will be televised on the Internet, and it's happening right now. So everybody you know, tune in. This is historic stuff. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a New World Order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Martin Sheen says he questions the official 9/11 story. Mark Ruffalo says the same thing in two interviews done Saturday in an anti-war rally. That's why you hear incredible background noise. We're going to get a better digital copy uploaded in the next hour. You will hear it here, Lord willing. And right now we're doing this via phone line, literally, you know, up to the speaker on the television, playing the tape right off the camera with the activist. And we appreciate Adam coming on with us. Adam, go ahead and play the tape, my friend.
Okay, will do.
Kind of the option of that or the Patriot Act. We just wondered, you know, what your take was on it, and if you know, had anything to be asked, or what we could do to help the situation. Or,
you know, I don't know what to do. When there was a lot of questions about it, when you introduced me to a lot of information, when did you help me up? Until then, which is just like last year, I was very dubious. But I did not want to believe that my government was supposed to be involved.
Absolutely, I don't think any of us want
to. I couldn't live in a country that I thought would
be that. Exactly.
That would be ultimately great.
Sure.
Then, however, there's been so many revelations that now I have my doubts. And chief among them is the Building 7. How did they bring that building so that it came down of the day?
And again, that's just a short clip. There's more coming later, right?
Yes.
Do you have more? Can we play more now?
We can, but the audio is tough to hear, Alex.
No, I'm hearing it clear. If you just tune out all the background noise, you can hear it. I heard him just say Building 7 is chief among it, the main thing. This is huge. Please continue.
Okay.
Here we go.
The Larry Silverstein statement, Napoleon, the way that it all came down, absolutely. Yes. When did they raise that building?
2 weeks before.
And then once you, that's the most serious question, and I have not received that. Nobody can give me an answer for how you raise that building. What a coincidence, 2 weeks prior, and then bring it down on the deck.
That is a curiosity, isn't
it? The wrong thing that I have not been satisfied to answer from anyone.
Have you looked at... Okay, Alex, that's it.
Absolutely incredible. Now, when are we going to get all of the rest of it and the interview that you guys did with Mark Ruffalo?
I'm headed over to get that uploaded for you, Alex. It's going to take about 20 minutes.
All right, you're a champ. We're going to stay in now. Now, is that we have your cell phone number too, or is this just your landline?
This is my landline, but okay. You do have my cell.
Okay, let me double check that, put you on hold, and please give the producer in Minnesota that as a backup, and then we will talk to you in the next hour.
Okay, quick correction, Alex.
Yes,
the cameraman on the Martin Sheen interview was Drew Piper.
Okay, and you're the cameraman on Martin Sheen.
No. The cameraman for Martin Sheen was Drew Piper.
Sure.
Okay. I was the...
Go ahead. You were the what, Adam?
Yes.
You were clarifying. You were what?
I was the interviewer of Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, now I've got it all straight. So many great We Are Changers. I get it confused out there in Los Angeles. We're going to double-check your cell and call in. We're going to give you the hotline number. John, give him the hotline and the extension to call us as soon as it's uploaded to get him back on with the full interview and a lot clearer audio. I salute you and thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, absolutely amazing. Get all that, John. Man, this is exciting. You go to prisonplanet.com, Martin Sheen questions, official 9/11 story. And it's even stronger than the article Paul's got up there because we were just being careful. Because there he is saying that's his, you know, how did they wire the building to bring it down? How did they do that? Why did BBC, I would add, report that the building had fallen before it fell? This is going to get a lot of attention. We need to make sure that all our evidence is in there. So when people read this story, they see all the evidence of why Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, why Mark Ruffalo, why now, of course, George Carlin, that broke today. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. Do we still have Stuart Howe, who did the interview with Charlie Sheen there?
Sir, I'm right here, Alex.
Stuart, what do you think of that, man?
I think it's unbelievably exciting, and I'm curious as to what Charlie's take was on this.
Well, I talked to him for about 3 minutes in his private conversation. He's very interesting, obviously, and I've got a... talked to him during some of the breaks, and at the end of the show today, he was unaware of this.
Right.
And that's all I can say.
Excellent.
Just incredible.
Yeah, isn't it great stuff?
Yeah, that's why I had to take that call, because Charlie's so busy. He
sure.
Had to prepare all week for the show, and he'd just gotten out to the show and was doing some stuff there, and so I had to get off and get back on air. But certainly should be some interesting things developing. You know, I said last week, listen to the show. There could be some big developments with big celebrities going public. But I'm not going to say who.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say if he's got blonde hair or black hair. Oh, man. But that isn't
Alex,
what this
you know,
was.
We have some other people waiting in the wings, too, that we can't talk about. So I think the dam may be getting ready to break open a little bit more. You're right.
Well, I didn't leak that. That was already leaked by our good friend from Duran Duran and, of course, the restaurateur there.
Right.
Whose offices are in the same building with Dan 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 Dan. But, oh, man, again, they're going to have so much trouble dealing with this. And, again, it's life and death situation to get this out. That's why I'm so excited. You're going to see with Rosie O'Donnell and all this and Christina Ebersole and just so many others and all these engineers, hundreds and hundreds, and physicists and everybody going public and generals and everybody speaking out. I mean, this is getting insane.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a video out now by this lovely girl, Naomi Wolf, and she talks about tipping points being reached. And it looks like, you know, we're starting to reach a little bit of a critical mass tipping point, and things are coming around to be heavily weighted on our side, even though it's not being portrayed that way
in
media.
And in the info war, it could happen any day. That photon torpedo could go right down the exhaust shaft, and the Death Star could go ba-boom, and literally people will start going to prison. It's on an all-split wide open. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have to believe that that can happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, Martin Sheen may just be our deus ex in all of this, because he's highly respected. I mean, he's real. I mean, we've already had, you know, so many other people that have spoken out and questioned the official story, but they somehow ignored Ed Asner. And I've gotten to know Ed Asner, talked to him quite a bit off air, not just on air, and... You know, he's anti-vaccine, he's anti-New World Order, but when you hear about him on the news, it's that he's a Marxist-Leninist. It's not even true. I mean, I know these people. I know a lot of them in their homes, and they're not who you think they are. I mean, they're drinking whole milk. They're anti-vaccine. They're anti-New World Order. I mean, look at Jenny McCarthy going public about the autism now. Oprah Winfrey. They are not going to stop the truth from coming out.
And they're shaken up about it. You can see it. I don't know if you saw Bill Maher last Friday. He was a little bit shaken up.
I didn't watch it. I was doing some radio interview. I'm just am not in the habit of watching TV. What happened?
Well, he came on. Actually, they had thrown me out. I was trying to get in because I hadn't been in for the first action. I was kind of waiting in reserves, and they pulled me out of the line and pulled me aside, and I was surrounded by these very much Blackwater-type guys, and they opened up a little book of papers, and they said, "Is this you?" And on
well, there's no doubt they're doing research now and watching you on the web and watching us on the web.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know, but this is huge news right here. Tell me about it.
Well, it gets better. So they said, "Is this you?" I said, "Oh, gee, my first mugshot. That's great. Did you guys see the video?" And a couple of them almost started to, you know, laugh because they apparently had seen it. But, you know, I just said, "Okay, well, I guess, you know, we got to go." They wouldn't let me in to see the show, even though I had not been there before, and I had not, you know, done anything other than make a funny video response. But we left, and then I went home and watched the show, and Bill Maher's first joke when he got out on stage was, "Welcome, everybody. I'd like to introduce you to my new security team, Blackwater." And, you know, it was a joke, but it wasn't a joke. And he kind of was off his game a little bit, and then to see, you know, a lot of the network mainstream media be a little bit off their game was kind of wild, you know. It's kind of wild to see that, and it's encouraging.
Did he attack 9/11 Truth again?
I think he was a lot more careful, and you could see he was very guarded in what he said about everything, and you could see him kind of hitting some, you know, some Fed talking points that he was supposed to apparently, you know, puppet some talking points. And I don't think he did really attack us again. There was, you know, he's always controversial in a lot of the stuff he says, but I don't think he went back at us in an attack mode again.
Absolutely. We've got a story developing on PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to add to it the BBC, Pearl Building 7, before it even fell. They were saying it had already fallen and giving the official story that later came out showing it was scripted exactly. That's the big point to that new story. We're going to add the quotes from Martin Sheen that you read last hour. And we're going to add the little audio snips we just heard, but then later in the next hour when we get the quality audio and the longer audio, we're going to get that up as well. PrisonPlanet.com, dig it to the top right now. Don't let the Barry Brigade stop us. For those that don't know what it is, Dig is like number 40 on the web. Millions of viewers on the front page every day. We've got to drive it to the front of Dig to get this story out right now. Everybody, InfoWar attack. Get into Dig right now. Dig it to the top so they're Barry Brigade, who openly brags they're a bunch of neocon, CENTCOM types. Some of them even brag they are in there trying to block us. I mean, this is toe-to-toe combat with the New World Order and the info war. And if you guys will just get off the bench and you gals will get off the bench like We Are Change is doing and the info warriors are doing, we're going to win this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hoorah! Absolutely incredible. Anything else you want to add?
Just like to say thank you to you and everybody that inspired us, and thank you to the people in my group and We Are Change LA and everybody who's joining us all over the country and the planet. Thank you to everybody who's standing up.
Absolutely. We need our own brigades in the info war. Info Brigade LA, Info Warrior Brigade, We Are Change Brigades. Everywhere in the info war. It's what I've always been preaching, what I've always been doing. Getting in their faces, getting aggressive, taking action, rallying other people, being bold. and then others will follow suit, and that's happening. The chain reaction, the enemy of liberty is scared right now. Endgame is out. See it right now at prisonplanet.tv or get your DVD at InfoWars.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 24th, 2007, gold 786.50 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $810.39, $399.45 for half, $199.73 for quarter. That's $810.39, $399.45, and $199.73. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, Stuart Howe interviewed Martin Sheen. Been in Academy Award-winning films, top TV shows, you name it. Headline on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Martin Sheen questions official 9/11 story. Follows in footsteps of son Charlie Sheen. Highlights implausible collapse of Building 7 in NORAD response. And there's going to be a report on TruthNews.us by Kurt Nemo as well. And we need to get this posted on Infowars.com and all the other sites right now as well. And I need your help to dig this up to the top of Dig so it becomes a huge story. Of course, the establishment media has already been contacting before I even knew about this because it's gotten out on some message boards and things last night. They're going to try to spin it. Bottom line, actor Martin Sheen has questioned the official 9/11 story, follows in footsteps of son Charlie Sheen, highlights implausible collapse of Building 7 in NORAD stand-down response. Actor Martin Sheen questioned the official 9/11 story as well as the collapse of Building 7 in NORAD's response to the 9/11 attacks during an anti-war march this past weekend in Los Angeles. Sheen was interviewed by We Are Change LA along with fellow actor Mark Ruffalo. We need to get a link to We Are Change LA there. I know he wrote this quickly. We need to get that up. By the Answer Coalition, at which around 20,000 people attended. Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning Martin Sheen, star of blockbuster films like Apocalypse Now and The West Wing, follows in the footsteps of his son Charlie Sheen, who publicly spoke on the doubts about the official story back in March of 2006. I guess it was in March, not April. Quote, there have been so many revelations that I have my doubts, and chief among them is Building 7. How did they rig that building so that it came down on the evening of that day, said Sheen. Though Fox News and other attack dogs are likely to seize upon Sheen's comments and run a hit piece, the National Institute of Standards and Technology had to recently admit that the total collapse of the Twin Towers at freefall speed could not be explained. Full quotes and video to follow. Watch this space. And that story is going to continue to develop. Get it out to the four winds, the four corners of the earth. Get it out to everybody right now. This is an InfoWar DEFCON 5 emergency alert in the InfoWar because the domino effect is happening. George Carlin over the weekend talked about not believing the official story and questioning official proclamations and said there'd never be a true investigation of it, that the government wants to cover these things up. That's huge. The Mark Ruffalo is huge. This is a triple trifecta, and believe me, you're going to see more people go public. There's already huge Hollywood stars we know on the verge of speaking out. Just thank God. We've got to expose these people. We're going to keep staging more terror attacks. This is so important right now, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Howe interviewed Martin Sheen. I'm trying to get Luke Radowski on, the founder of We Are Change, to get his take on this. I know he's in college today, young man, 21 years old. So much happening. The next days and weeks and months, it's going to be interesting, isn't it, my friend?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm actually speechless at this point. I don't think people realize what this means. I mean, how scared last week Glenn Beck looked. How scared that Tucker Carlson looked, admitting that the many people, huge percentages of the American people, believe it's an inside job, and saying that the people don't believe the media anymore. We don't believe you anymore. That's right. And so there's an awakening happening. I mean, what say ye?
Well, you know, I think the light is illuminating the lies, and the lies can't stand. And, you know, there's no way to justify a lie. It won't hold up, and we're seeing that. It's coming down, and, you know, I think some of them are spooked, and I think there's people seeing that it's coming down, and they're gonna get on board with us because, you know, when the dust settles, you know, the truth is going to be out there, and people are going to be held accountable, and it's going to be the situation you don't want to be on the wrong side of, and I think people are realizing the weight and gravity and the ramifications of the enormity of the situation, and a lot of choices are being made right now of which side to take, and I think a lot of people are going to be coming out and coming over and getting on board with the truth and with goodness.
I agree. At dig.com, the Berry Brigade is in there giggling and snickering, trying to block us. It should have already gone to the main page. It hasn't. They're trying to block us. Do not let them win. Go register for Dig. Go vote. Get in there. Drive it to their main page. Because this way, Fox News and CNN and all them won't be able to put their spin on this. The article's key because it has Martin Sheen there with NIST. We have NIST just 2 weeks ago coming out and saying, yeah, fire couldn't have done this. We can't explain. They said a year ago they're looking at explosions, explosives. We need to add that older report in there. And so this is mainline. And we have all these other people speaking out. This is being pushed over the edge right now. Now is the time. Stay there, my friend. We're going to come back. We're also going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. In-game Blueprint for Globalist Slavery.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that to your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This
world is ruled by violence.
But I guess.
Yes, that's better than something.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory you see.
You know what? I want to salute Martin Sheen and everybody else that's gone public. But we are Change LA for going out and getting the interview. Mark Ruffalo, everybody. But right now, to salute all them, I want to play Everybody Knows Let's just play a few minutes of that, and then I'm going to go to all of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, Steve in Colorado, Patrick in Texas, and others. And I hope it's about truth busting out. I hope it's about truth taking action. I hope it's about people getting in the streets and getting in people's faces and getting aggressive for our liberty and saying, stop feeding off us, you criminals. All right, you got that song ready? Yeah. Here it is.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the dog stem rules. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
By the way, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is officially out today. You can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv, an incredible high quality, almost as good as DVD. Or support us and get the DVD at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the history of the global elite, their current operations, two Bilderberg Group conferences covered, 2006 and this year, of course, in Istanbul, Turkey. All covered, all documented, and then their plan, their neo-eugenics plan, how they're currently poisoning us and the things they're doing to us and all the secret chemical, biological, radiological tests they admit they did, so then you can then believe them when they say they plan to kill 80% of us. I mean, it's not like we're asking you to believe us. We have all the proof there. They're telling us what they're going to do. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Before I forget today, Ian Punnett was a sheer pleasure to be interviewed by a true gentleman, and treated me very, very well, and let me run with Stream of Consciousness InfoWar for 3 hours to 16 million listeners on Coast to Coast AM on over 500 AM/FM affiliates, re-aired on more than 300 the next day. And that's a major chink of the New World Order, a place to, you know, get the truth out, and I'm very, very thankful for that, and I'm very, very thankful to Ian Punnett. Ian was telling me he was getting hundreds of emails, people being mean beforehand, saying you better be nice to him. He was very, very fair, very, very nice. So thank Ian Punnett and Coast to Coast AM and George Norrie and Lisa Lyon and Lex Lonehood and Sean and Tom Danheiser and everybody that runs those fabulous shows for having me on, having other truthers on, and letting me warn the world about what's happening. That was a huge victory. I literally prayed before the show that God would guide me to be well-spoken and focused, and I think I was pretty well-spoken and focused. And I've been seeing the response in the PrisonPlanet.com forums. I had a big stack of questions in there I wanted to go over, but there's never time. But I am reading it. I am looking at it. And I want to thank all of you for that. But little did we know that Saturday that WeAreChangeLA.org had done what they had done. And again, I salute them for taking action. You ready to take some calls, Stuart?
Let's do it.
All right. Who's up first here? Steve in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say, yeah, another good job on Coast to Coast. And that lady had, there was one lady that called in that said that she couldn't follow you. And it's not because you're confusing. It's just that you hit it kind of right in the middle of the deal there. And unless you're prepared for what you're going to say or know, have a kind of basic outline of what's going on, it is going to be hard to follow.
You mean just gauging the truth? I mean, the average American can't find, you know, one-fifth can't find the U.S. on a map, so here I am getting into complex geopolitical strata, history, integrated fields. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also I wanted to mention on the New American Century website, they have changed, maybe you're aware of this, but I wanted to mention it, on the document Rebuilding America's Defenses, they had changed the authorship of that document from Cheney to some other people. I don't know if you're aware of that, but they had...
Well, originally, Dick Cheney was listed with three other authors on there and was reported, and he said he was the primary progenitor of it. You mean they've changed that?
Yeah, they took Dick Cheney's name off of it. And that was a couple or so years ago. But if originally they had Cheney's name, but then they took
it off.
We
can find that in the archives and show how they did that.
What? I'm sorry, say again?
If we had the time, somebody ought to do it. We could go find the old article they put out and then show how they took his name off of it.
Yeah, I would. I just want to give you a heads up on that because I wasn't sure if you were aware of that. But I have three questions for you right quick. What year was, you had mentioned on Ian Punnett's program, that Bilderbergers had come up with the Club of Rome. I was wondering, first of all, the first question, what year did they do that? And if you could expand on that, or do you know offhand?
Yes. Again, the Bilderberg Group truly operated before 54. Westbrook Kregler reported on the 40s and 50s, as we cover in the film. And the same thing with Club of Rome. They'd already had an environmental stewardship group that was going to try to reduce population and come up and push world taxes, kind of a subgroup of Bilderberg. And I'd read in different documents in several places, I can't remember exactly where at the time, but in the year of research for the film, and the Club of Rome talks about Bilderberg, that the top members of Bilderberg founded it, and I believe Club of Rome was founded in 1961, but I'm going from memory on that. Just check it out for yourself. It's on the Club of Rome website.
Is it? Oh, okay. All right. And then the next thing was, you had just mentioned a few minutes ago about a NIST, the National what, Industrial Standards Technology?
National Institutes of Standards and Technology.
Okay, what date was that report that said that they couldn't explain the Twin Towers imploding? Do you know?
Yes, I'm trying. That was 2 weeks ago they put that out. Let me go to prisonplanet.com. Hold on. I'm going to get it for you.
Okay.
Let me click on it, and then I have to click through to the actual report. That's the problem. I meant to print that off this morning, but...
Okay, so it is on a website?
Hold on, let me just stop you. Yes, if you go to prisonplanet.com...
Okay.
Like, I can't surf and talk at the same time.
Sure.
If you go to prisonplanet.com, Martin Sheen questions official 9/11 story, follows in footsteps of son Charlie Sheen, highlights implausible collapse of Building 7 and Silverstein comments, and if you scroll down, you can find the link to the prisonplanet.com article from... a few weeks ago. It's loading now. Let me just read it to you. We do have Luke Radowski waiting in the wings, and I will get to your calls, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to let you go, Steve, while I answer your third question. NIST admits total collapse of Twin Towers unexplainable, implicitly acknowledges controlled demolition only means by which towers could have fallen at free fall speed. October 16th, 2007, almost 2 weeks ago. And again, I appreciate your call, Steve. It says the National Institute for Standards and Technology has been forced to admit that the total free fall collapse of the Twin Towers cannot be explained after an exhaustive scientific study, implicitly acknowledging the controlled demolition is only means by which buildings could have gone down. In a recent PDF link, the 9/11 victims' representatives, Bill Doyle and Bob McElvain, again, Bill Doyle on the show, head of the biggest group, he says over half the members believe it's an inside job a year ago, we are unable to provide a full explanation for the total collapse. A 10,000-page scientific study only refers to theories as to how the collapse Initiation preceded the falls to address how it was possible for part of the WTC structure to fall through the path of most resistance. And in another report from a year ago, and I'm trying to find that, it's a lengthy article, and Paul's posting all those in the new article, links directly to them. Remember, they said they are having to look at secondary explosions for triggering that. What do you think of that information, Stuart?
I think it's phenomenal. It's getting out there.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put all this in plain language in the article. Paul has been writing this while we have been on air. And I'm trying in his article to find the report from a year ago, but it's all over the place where they said they were looking at explosives in the towers. Let's bring up Luke Radowski, and then we'll start take some calls as well, just to the network. We'll be able to have Stuart, Luke, and callers on, correct? Okay. There may be some feedback, but we'll adjust for that. Let's go to Luke Radowski. Luke, I wanted to bring you on for this celebration of getting Martin Sheen to speak out, and, of course, another big star, Mark Ruffalo. And, of course, at the same time, We Are Changing New York, talking to George Carlin, saying he doesn't mind the official story. That is a trifecta, and we may see some other big stars go public very soon.
And that's what it's about, man. It's about just bringing the people out there, man, talking to people, educating people, and that's what, you know, We Are Change LA did. That's what we did here in New York City, talking to George Carlin. And it's a beautiful thing seeing mainstream celebrity people coming out for the truth. They have a lot of pull, they have a lot of say, they have a lot of power, and it's beautiful seeing these people coming out with the truth.
Well, I've always said that a bunch of them, and believe me, I've been at a few Hollywood functions and talked to quite a few big Hollywood people on the phone, huge people, and they're just scared to go public. But if a bunch would go public together, they can't blackball them all.
Yeah, the only thing to fear is fear itself. I mean, if we all come out at once, they can't do nothing to stop us, and that's something we have to do. We're all coming out. I mean, the family members have come out first. The rescue workers have come out second. It's time for the American people and also the celebrities to come out and to stand behind truth and justice and really fight for what's right.
Yeah, well, the cat's out of the bag. Oren Cucurillo talked about it, but if Mr. 007 goes public, that'll really be something.
It will be something, and again, it's an amazing time to be alive. We really don't know what could happen the next day, and it's just beautiful seeing, you know, getting a phone call from We Are Change LA telling me that they just got these celebrities, and it's beautiful because people know, and it's just for more people to wake up so we can really do something about it.
It's amazing. Luke, any other comments or anything you want to say?
No, man, Alex, just keep up the great job, and just people, you know, be the change they want to see in this world, get a camera, and take this country back one YouTube video at a time.
Well, I agree with you. I can't help it. I haven't been this excited in a long time. I am crazed right now. I mean,
yeah,
I am.
It's a beautiful time to be alive. I mean, I feel great, Alex. I don't know about you, but it's a good fight to be in. And I just want to encourage all the people to take charge, stand up, stop watching around the sidelines, take part, and let's take back this country from the New World Order.
Anything new coming out of We Are Change New York?
There's some presidential debates coming up that We Are Change and InfoWars reporters will be attending soon. I'm not going to name them right now, but you're going to see a lot of great stuff from us. We also got Kofi Annan last couple of days about the child slave rings in Africa. He ignored
huge.
Us. He blatantly ignored us. Yeah, this is huge. We're working on the video right now. Should be coming out soon. We're working hard. We're never going to stop. Start a change chapter in your city, town, and just be the change you want to see in this world.
Luke Radowski at wearechange.org. I know you talk about this one on the air. You don't like to toot your own horn, but you're not tooting your horn. You are an example, a model for others. Briefly, before I let you go and go to other callers, tell people how you woke up. Tell them what you were able to do in the last year with We Are Change.
Well, just briefly, I got beat up by the cops about 4 or 5 years ago, and that woke me up to the whole situation living in America. I mean, that, of course, led me to you, and seeing your movies, seeing your documentaries just woke me up, and knowing this information, it made me want to act. And acting, we started a youth group last year ago. This is actually the anniversary last year ago, and we built this up, and it was just...
This is the anniversary?
I think it is. Yes, it is.
Today is the anniversary.
Of We Are Change coming together.
Oh.
And it's just a beautiful thing seeing it grow and seeing other people taking responsibility upon themselves and doing something right. Another thing I wanted to bring up is there's this first responder in New Jersey who just lost his house. And people need to bring attention to this guy, Charles Gales. He needs help. He needs support. Help him out. Go on WeAreChange.org. You get the information about him. It's the first thing up on
WeAreChange. What's his name again? Your phone cracked.
Charles Gales. I believe that's his name.
Charles Gales?
Yes, he's losing his house in New Jersey, and it's up for the people to stand up with him, stand up for this true American hero.
Yeah, I mean, first responders who are sick and dying do not need their houses taken because they're unable to work.
Yeah, they're foreclosing on their house. This guy can't pay for his medical bills. I mean, this guy truly is a hero.
And you
guys
did raise over $11,000 that we gave to the Feel Good Foundation directly to first responders.
Yeah, then we gave another $1,000 to Charles a couple of days ago, and we helped him out a lot in this situation because he has a whole family to feed. He has to put food on his table. And
the government basically has unlimited money, but nothing for the firemen and police. Just unbelievable.
Spend millions, billions, trillions of money on war, but can't help our own heroes, the 9/11 heroes who went and helped. And went to, I mean, this guy, do you hear this guy, Charles, this guy, he hurt his eye. I mean, he was burnt. Be working there, and he still came back. He was working on the pile till December, injured, helping out, trying to find his brothers, and now the government has forgotten about him. Now he can't pay his medical bills. He's losing his house. He can't put food on the table, and it's up to the American people to come and help these people out. We Are Change has been doing it, and it's up to other groups, other organizations who have the pool, who have the money, who have the resources to help these guys out because nobody else is, and it's up for the people to help ourselves out.
Luke Radowski, WeAreChange.org. I salute you. We'll come right back and take calls. Riding Shotgun with us is the man who interviewed Martin Sheen Saturday. More of that audio coming up as well. Stuart Howe on the other side.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Sorrow.
trouble all my day.
All right, we have the cleaner audio from Saturday with Martin Sheen, father of Charlie Sheen, questioning the official 9/11 story. We have it. We're going to be airing it when we start the next hour with a little introduction for myself and Adam. Adam, first off, does this have the interview as well with Mark Ruffalo?
Oh, I won't hear yet, Alex.
Pardon me?
That's not on there yet. We can get that audio ripped for you, but it's going to take a little bit of time.
You're the man. Can you stand by and be doing that so we can have that before the show ends?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
You are awesome. You guys are really taking action. WeAreChange.LA.org or WeAreChangeLA.org. Links up on PrisonPlanet.com. In the story, big news here, big censorship by Digg. 355 Diggs, 100 gets it on the main page, in 1 hour and 9 minutes, unprecedented, and they have buried it. Only hundreds more Diggs can drive it past them, but we need a Digg revolt. This has happened before when they've censored things by other news sites. This is outrageous that they would say that this isn't newsworthy. Even if they don't agree with what Martin Sheen has said, the fact that all these guys who admit they're CENTCOM and in the military and are still pro-war, that small minority, are in there trying to censor PrisonPlanet.com is disgusting, is it not?
Yeah, inexcusable.
It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. When we come back, well, this is about a two-minute clip, isn't it, Adam?
Yeah, that's about right. It might be a little bit less.
Okay, that's
a little bit less than 2 minutes.
John just popped in my head, popped in my ear and told me, how long is it, John? It's 3 minutes, actually. So we're going to come back. I'm going to introduce the clip. And then, Adam, I know you're busy, but I'd like you to ride shotgun with us, but I know I'm asking you now to upload more. So do you want to go do that, or can you do that while you're interviewed?
I can talk with you, Alex. Drew, our tech wizard here, is getting the audio for the Mark Ruffalo interview.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, again, this is exciting. All I can say is this is really causing a domino effect or a snowball. What do you say to that?
Oh, that's outstanding, Alex. That's exactly what we want. We want to open up the floodgates, you know, get as many people as possible out there talking about the truth of 9/11. And, you know, that's the strength of the enemy, Alex, is secrecy. And we're taking that away from them.
Well, to have Mark Ruffalo speak out, to have Martin Sheen at the same time do it, to have George Carlin say, oh, yeah, you know, he doesn't ever buy the official thing and that there's a cover-up and that they had a new investigation, it'd be a cover-up. I mean, that is three mega missiles in the info war right at the enemy's heart.
Exactly.
Luke Radowski, how excited are you right now?
It's a beautiful time to be alive, and it's just amazing. You know, it's Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen. I mean, these three new people who came out today, I mean, this is going to drive it into the mainstream. They can't stop us. They can't censor us. We're going to do whatever we have to do, and that's taking it to the streets. That's taking it to Bill Maher, taking it to Bill Clinton. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, we're going to take it, and we're going to win this fight because we're going to do it for the right reasons, and we're going to bring justice to the family members, and we're going to give the proper help for the first responders, and that's what it's about.
Absolutely. We're going to break for 70 seconds. We're going to come back and we're going to start the second hour. Riding shotgun right now is the gentleman who interviewed Mark Ruffalo. We also have Stuart Howe, who interviewed Martin Sheen. We have We Are Change New York, who did the quick interview with George Carlin. All of them, info warriors of the highest degree. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.